Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the commodity finance space, on our headline news offering, last month, TXF Global Commodity Finance 2021 kicked off with a football-themed opening video, passing, keepy-upping, and headering its way through the top 10 industry trends of last year. TXF's EFA House highlights the main takeaways from the event. On our third-party news tracker service in the commodity space, Glencore has announced that one of its affiliates and Novatek Gas and Power Asia have signed a heads of agreement for the long-term supply of LNG from the Arctic LNG 2 project. Dutch Development Bank FMO has vowed to phase out fossil fuels in direct investment from its portfolio, and the EBRD and the Green Climate Fund are launching the new $1 billion high impact program for the corporate sector. Over in the project and export finance space, on our essentials news front, Danish export credit agency EKF upped its loan write-downs last year to 719 million Danish krona from 360 million Danish krona in 2019, a year-on-year increase of 17%. And Uzbekistan's Ministry of Energy has announced that it has selected Mubadala Investment subsidiary Masdar as the developer of its ADB-backed $200 million Sherabad 1 solar PV project. And last but by no means least in the trade finance sphere, Credendo has announced the merger of Credendo Excess and Surety and Credendo Single Insurance. Working Capital Solutions fintech Tallulah has established a presence in China and Singapore. And trade credit insurer Euler Hermes has announced that Natixis is one of its first participating partners in its green-to-green single-risk credit insurance solution. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.